But tonight, to finish up the sugya of Borer today, Bez Hashem, I think this will be sure to cover everything. It's not very complicated. Summarize some things. And then Tuesday and Wednesday, I'll do Merakeid. Merakeid is not the next Malacha. The next Malacha is Tochen. Tochen is a little longer, especially since one of the there's our one associated with Tochen is medicine on Shabbos, which is a sugya by itself. Because one day, in the olden days, when you made medicine, you ground up the earth. They still do it, except you don't do it that way, right? You go to the pharmacy and they've done it for you already. But in any event, so we'll talk about that. But Merakeid, I wanted to juxtapose it to Borer, because there's really a lot of similarities. In fact, we saw in the Gemara, right? The Gemara said Zora, Borer, and Merakeid, they're all very, very similar. And there'll be a lot of overlap, and I should be able to do it just in 2 shurim, so we'll knock that aside. I thought about myself, and then I saw that in Rabbi Shimon Eider's Sefer on Shabbos, he does it also. He has Merakeid right after Borer, so I'm in good company. That's the point we'll do. I have an announcement about that. After that, we'll explain to me tomorrow, pending some details. But anyway, let's finish up with Borer today. You found him? You got him? I remember. Yeah. Okay. So the question we'd like to look at today, I gave you a preview yesterday. So we learned already that in order to be allowed to do Borer on a mixture which qualifies with the Issur Borer, so we still learned that three tonight, generally speaking, have to be met. Okay. It has to be done without a kli, biyad, in your hand, as opposed to with a kli. It has to be ochel mitoch psolos, as opposed to psolos mitoch ochel. And it has to also be la'alter, as we talked about yesterday, for immediate use. However, exactly define immediate use, doesn't have to be the immediately, but let's say the upcoming meal, that's how much you find some, right? And that's how we generally assume. And again, we talked about how this relates to whether the various issues of peeling things and other things, how these things come into play. What I'd like to look at today, what if for whatever the reason, none of those three tanoim can easily be, all three of those tanoim cannot be filled. You need all three. Tosfos says perhaps a fourth. We discussed the chayav, there's nothing like that. There has to be also rov ochel and minimum psolos, but most assume not like that. But in any event, the question is, what if the three tanoim cannot be met? Let's say you have, silverware. If we assume that the silverware has been all jumbled together, it's not like in a drawer where you just see clearly what's the four quarts, but they're all jumbled together. Big pile of silverware. And the person wants to set the table, so that's okay. You can do borer, do it by hand, do it, take out the ones that you want. Ochel is psolos. Explained already, ochel and psolos are not terms related to food and garbage. It's rather what you want, what you don't want. And do it out there. But what if the person wants to go to shul? Right, well, you know, it's not going to be right before the meal. We explained it yesterday. That would be in the way of the altar. You know, so what is any way out? Is any way out? Or another issue, let's say you have, I don't know, they served soup with, with various, I don't know, stuff in it that you don't want, like the vegetables, you know, like the croutons, whatever they put in the soup, okay, noodles, whatever, you don't like it. So again, you can do it, with a spoon, and there you can do it as opposed to a kli, and you can do it for right away. But you're not going to be able to do it. Ochel mitoch psolos. You can't take. You're not going to be able to take the soup out. You want to take the croutons out of the rice out. So, those are some examples. So, what are the other options? Are there other options as to what to do? That's what I was looking at today, and then finish up with two other related or kind of minor issues. So, one, the Gemara had. We saw this Gemara on the Ayin Daled Aleph, source number one. Kiyosar of Dimi Omar Shabto de Rav Bibi Hama. It was once the week of Rav Bibi Rav expression explains. Higia Yomo Liosa Omeidu Meshamish Al Tamidim. It was Rabbi Bibi's turn to have Toranus, as we call it nowadays, right? He was in charge of serving the meal or whatever in front of the other Rabbanim. And Riklu Rabbi Amr Rasi there, Shoda Kamayel Kalkol de Peri. He basically tossed, we talk about the apple tossing, right, by the Chesidim on Simon's Base, right? But he tossed all the fruit onto the table. Shoda Kamayel Kalkol, a basket of fruit on the table. And Velo Yadana, Imishum de Sover, Ochem, Tok Solos, also. Because he didn't want to separate them, just take out the ochel. And so Rashi explains, Shoda Kamayo, source number two, and this is Shabbos, Ayin Dalal, Shoda Kamayo, the Lorotza Libra Ochel Mitocha Alin, because there were leaves and other things in there, right? It was fresh fruit that there were leaves and other things on it. So the law says, Nikola Chabriel, he didn't want to pluck that out and give it, because that's Ochel Mitocha Solas. And therefore, he just spread them out on the table, Shotchon, he spread them out on the table, Hey, Mel Gavachab, took what he wanted and finished. Was that why he did it? Okay, or says the Gemara, he mishum ayin yofa. I just want to show there was lots of fruits. Okay, but assuming that he did it for the first reason, so Rashi explains, right? Shituach zeh nifrash hochameo. Everything was already spread out on its own. So based on this, perhaps we don't know why he did it, but either way, it would have been okay. That's the Gemara. The Gemara says we may not know what his intention was, but the first approach worked to do what? It basically, to put it in simple terms, unmixed the mixture. You had a mixture, now he spread it out. So therefore, one could argue, take this big bunch of forks and a spoon and toss them spread on the table. Then it's not borer anymore because it's not a mixture anymore. That's what we discussed at the very beginning. In order for something to qualify as borer, it has to be a mixture. If it's not a mixture, there's no problem with borer. So here is an eitzah. And that's what we saw it before. Now I'm showing you in this context. So Moshe writes in the third source, Igus Moshe, Orchem Chelik Dalet, Simon Ayin Dalet. He has various horrors on matters related to Shabbos. And borer, Ostir Alep, three, Imutra Levarer Kapos Umizlagos. He'll toss them on the table and they'll self-spread just by throwing them. Okay. And he writes the answer, Tshuva, he ate Tshuva. Good idea. That's a good idea. So that's sort of answer number one is, answer number one would be to if there's a way to unmix the mixture, so to speak, then Rav Moshe says that would be okay. All right. Yeah.
What's the woman then for that process? I'm curious.
Well, again, let's say there's a bore, all the silver, the forks, the spoons, yeah. The big spoon, and you can't tell them apart. There is an issue of bore. And we learned this bore shaykh by non-truth.
I mean, again, here's the making
it,
but I don't even know a case where there would be where
arguably
putting them on the table
is going to alter or not. Yeah, but it's good. But if you're taking out, let's say, take out the forks, then that's ochum tzolos. You want the forks.
Yeah.
You'd have to take out what you don't want. Right, and one of the conditions is it's allowed only if you take out what you don't want. And the person who set the table, you want to take out the forks.
So you can't take all the forks, so let's do the altar and the other one.
You need all three. You know, you would need you need all three.
But
you need
all three. That's
right. If you could do it that way, but sometimes it's I'm saying for whatever reason you can't do it.
It's supposed to be like culture, so you might have. Far events, you're going to need it.
Yeah, so that's what I was going to say before. There, you're right. It would not be a problem. So like I said before, you want to set the table and then go to shul. So it's not out there, right? There's one of the conditions is not going to be met. However you can construct the case.
Okay.
What I presented before was that the woman, I keep saying woman, whatever, whoever set the table, wants to set the table and then go to shul. That's not out there anymore. We said yesterday, you can't interrupt the time. Yeah. Say it again. Yeah, but not if there's something in between. The next suda, in the sense of how much time it normally takes you to prepare the next suda. But the clock, you can't do it earlier and then go do something else. If you hold like those shittas who said you're going to do the night before, we said that, you're a chanami. Okay, but if we assume like the way, I think the more common approach, or Moshe's approach is that you can do it with enough, how much time it would need to take for the upcoming suda. But here you're not doing it with that time, you're doing it 2 hours before, because it's true, it's only going to take you 40 minutes now, but then you're going to the shul, right? So then that's an eitzah to spread. That's what Moshe said, eitzah to help. Moshe says a good idea. Okay, more common, different question is, we touched upon this, right? I said we'll get back to it, so here we are. And that is when, number two I want to mention, apropos we discussed yesterday, if you're doing it as part of the chila process, miyad lepeh, we call that. That's the language Mishra will use. What does it mean? So there is a tshuva from the Rosh. I think we saw it already. Klachav based in the test. Four. Shishalta mayim sheyesh b'em toloim. You have water that has insects or bugs or whatever. Imutra lishtosim. This is a side point. Water with bugs in it is not a late 20th century or early 21st century problem. Okay. In the Middle Ages, people didn't usually drink water because there were always bugs in the water. And most of the time they drank ale or whatever. I'm serious. You look it up. People did not drink fresh water because it's hard to get in many places. Any pond or brook or stream where you got water, there was always insects and stuff in it. It wasn't healthy. Okay, that's why they drank ale or other type of beer. And we speak about, the Middle Ages always drinking ale, in these movies. But that's why they didn't drink water. But anyway, so in recent years it wasn't a problem because of the it's all been filtered and so on, but New York City is not filtered. We know the discussion, but it's not a new problem. Anyway, especially in the summertime, especially in the summertime, water, you know, our insects are all over the water, right, in the summertime. So this was an issue and we were supposed to talk about it long ago. Anyway, the Rosh was asked, if you have water with toluim in it, toluim doesn't have any worms, any types of insects, okay? You put some type of a cloth by your mouth, you know, and you drink the water through that, you know, it's like a filter, a Brita filter, right? It's in the, except your mouth, right? So he says, "Mi avi kibora or mishamer." So he says, "Mutu listos the lo shaya borer or mishamer elam misakin ha'inim kodem achila ustia." Borer is only when you separate prior to eating and drinking sheyehei royal achila ustia, to make something royal achila ustia. That's the derech of the melacha, says the Rosh. Avol im shas ustia. If at the time when you're actually drinking me'akev apsola shulikanas atopim, you're holding back the psolus, in this case the insect, from going into your mouth, then ain't zeh me'ein ha'malacha. That's not proper. That's not the malacha. So Paskin is the Rosh, and the Shulchan Aruch rules this way. In our Siman Shin Yotes, 5 Sif Tes Zayin, Mayim Sheish Bam Tolai, Mutu Shosai Ma'ap B'Shab, is Lol Shayach, or word for word, Lol Shayach Bor B'Shab Al Misakin Ha'inyanach, Kodom Achilo Shtiyah, Lol B'Shas Shetei Ma'a Shetihei, I'm sorry, B'Shas Shtiyah, Ma'ak as well, Shalo Yikonos, ain't zeh me'ein ha'malacha mutu. That's how he Paskin's. Okay, and the Egle Tau later on in Melechus Bora, the Biur of Os Yod 6, the Hainu, the Derech Shtia Lo Havim Melacha Klal. If you're doing it as a means of drinking, that's not Melacha Kain Shakaz Arash. Shulach Sif Tezav, it should say Sif Tezav, but whatever it is. The Mayim Sheish Ram Tal Mutol Shtosa, Ayde Mapa, the Oshach Bor Misham El Misak and Adover Kodem Achila Ushtia. Okay, now. What, so that's the psak of the Rosh, and therefore when it's done mamish at the act of achila, as a derech achila, then it's not borer. So we saw already, and we'll go over again a little bit in one chakir, I think I mentioned, but we'll see it now. Okay, this concept of derech achila is an important concept within borer. If it's not derech borer, but derech achila, that's the yisod of some of these heterim that we discussed, even the principal three heterim. So, for example, we look in the Gemara in Ayin Dalam and Aleph in source 7. Again, we discussed that, that's the whole sugi which we discussed yesterday with the first source and the last packet, but I just have the end. Elamar Mamnuna Bor Ochel Ochem Tov Psolos Mutter Bor Meniach also Ochem Tov Psolos Mutter Psolos Ochel Lo Yivur Yivur Chatos. Rabbi asks, what do you mean? Where did it say in the two brides anything about Ochem Tov Psolos? Elamar Rabbi Bor Ochel Alter Bor Meniach Alter. Right away, that's okay. Well, the boba yom for later day, lo yivar b'ribri, that's a bit kibor la'otzer, otzer given for storage. Later on, b'chayim chathas, amur b'na kamei d'rava, amur l'shapir ma'amar nachmoni. Okay, we saw this more a few times already, right? But look what Rashi says. Rashi defines ochel mitoch psolas. Look at that Rashi on the Dalam al-Av. Tosus also. Okay, on Dibra Masul Borer, in source life. Both say that Rashi's love derech brero. It's not the normal means of borer. Tosus also. What does that mean? What exactly does that mean? Why I hinted at this in the past, but now I don't explain it. Could mean that it's borer, but it's not the normal manner of borer. In other words, we might call that, we're talking about another melacha, what we call that? The shinui, done in an abnormal way, kalachar yad, right? Which we discussed earlier, right? It's done in a different way. It's a shina. This is not, it lacks meleches machshavis, right? It's not, that's the issue. That could be Rashi means, okay, and tells a lot of derech brera. This is not the normal means of doing borer. The normal means of doing borer is to weed out what you don't want. You take out what you do want, that's not borer. Therefore, it's like kalata, like it's all the other meleches. It's shinoi. It's not dark over kach. It's kalachaya. Right, correct. That's what it looks like from Rashi. But more than that, it's not the mean. I'm just saying it's not a local din by borer. You're right. It's not a local din of borer. It's a din by all the other malachas. We all say do it kalachar yad. You do it derech shinui. You do it not in the normal manner. It's done. So it's not malach. It's a failure. Not a failure. One word, but it's a lack of malachas machshavas. Right. However, you could say, and I'm not saying that's wrong. That could be Rashi meant. But it could also mean, one of the words we're saying now, it's not derech borer, rather, it's derech achila. Slightly different angle. This is considered a normal manner of eating, and therefore it's not borer. That's how the Taz seems to learn the beginning of Siman Shin Yud Tes, source 10, Sukkot Nalev. Taz writes, he's not talking about Ochum, he's talking about La'alter. Why does La'alter make a difference? Right? Why should it make a difference on doing it for right now? Why should it matter? Because we don't say you're allowed to cook for right now. Okay, or any other malach, I'm doing it for right now. Okay, then it's all right. No, it's not. So why is Borer? So he says, Dimlokein, Vada Hechef Shalechol, how can you eat? You have a plate full of food, you have to shove it all into your mouth at the same time, otherwise the problem Borer. Okay, we have six different items on your plate. Okay, you know, you're a nice serving. You have all these different things on your plate. So you have to better stuff all in the mouth at once. Otherwise, boy, they can't eat like that. The vada loyika chamaychol kulo v'pam echad l'piv. No one's putting all the food in your mouth at the same time. Loyika echad echad l'fi rose ain't. You take one at a time based on what you want right now. Okay, and therefore it's derech achila. So the Taz is saying that by the head of the altar. It's right away, otherwise it can't. But what's the heter alter? It's derech achila. So it could be that's what Rashi meant over there. Well, I'm not saying he didn't. Okay, you look in the Egle Tau, Alechis Bar Osches 11, he says the same thing. He says that the Taz says it regarding an alter. The heter of the alter is because it's derech achila. That's the normal way of eating. The Egle Tau says the same thing in the Biurim in Osches 11, Tom Dwarf Gamkin up here now, Dina, Tom, the Borer, Ochum, Tokosolas, Lalta Mutti, said by both, we should do the Masha Borer, Ochum, Tokosolas, Lo, Havi, Derek Brera. Okay? Masha Kavaroso, Lecho, Lalta, Derek, I think he, again, you could argue that he's splitting the two, but I think that's what it means. The Nafkamina in this angle, this question would be, something we discussed already, the Shabur quoted, we got him from the Subic about it. I don't repeat that, I think it's in Siv Gimel. Okay. But the question, what if I want to separate something, two things, for use later? I'm not eating any one of them now. I'm going to eat them both later, but I want to separate now. I want to separate now for later. So you could argue, right, if the heter, so to speak, is derech achila, I'm going to eat them both later. I have raisins and nuts in a bowl. I prefer to eat them separately. But I'm not going to eat either of them now. I'm putting them aside. I'm making them separate them and so on. So if the heter is there, then Ochum is derech achila, well, then this isn't derech achila. Because, and remember the Mishnah, I should reprint the Mishnah, but many of the people got him said, hi Ochum, hi Psoas. Which is the Ochum, which is the Psoas? They're both. Okay, they're both on equal footing. So if the heter is that it's an inyan of derech achila, so then that would not be mutter because it's not part of the eating process. Okay. On the other hand, if you hold that the inyan is shinoi, and the only time there's borer is if I take psolas out from ochel, well, I didn't take psolas out from ochel. Okay. So then it's just mutter. So possibly here saying I don't know. You can answer, but a possible nafkamina. Again, if you hold that the heter is that it's there's no borer, it's not borer, not because of shina, because absolutely it has to be der. If it's derech achila, then that's what makes it mutter. Okay, well, in that particular case, it's not derech achila. Not eating either one of them now.
Which case is it?
The case where I separate for later. I'm not eating either one now. You follow? I'm not eating either one of them now. I devote later in the afternoon. I separate them now for later. So if the heter is that has to be derech achila, like the case that the Taz said, you know, you're not going to tell the guy he got to shove all the food in his plate in his mouth at once. That's the normal way of eating. But here he's not eating either one of them. And remember, the Prebogadim had the lush and the high ochel, high psoas, which is that ochel psoas here. Okay, so therefore he's not, you can't say that we mutter, it's not derech achila. On the other hand, if you say that the heter is based on doing it b'shinui, because the definition of borer is psolas mitoch ochel. Well, I didn't separate psolas mitoch ochel here. Okay, I'm eating both of them. You could say I separated ochel or psolas and psolas, but either way, they're both on the same level. And therefore, okay, it's a side then after me. Yeah.
Wouldn't also an application be about this? How to apply outside the context of food? Meaning, let's say I'm dealing with
Yeah, you could say that. You could say, I don't think that Derech Achila might be brought to mean Derech Tzorech right now, but I hear.
Which way do we
I think we assume that it's, again, let's remember, if you do something, you're really both right, that if you do something in abnormal fashion, it's not a lot of Shabbos. But if that's all there is, then it's not going to help if it has to be Derech Achila. They're both right in a way. And there's no doubt that if I do something in a normal, abnormal fashion, so that's like in all the other malachas. It's not the malacha. And the other thing could be Derech Bottom if it's enough, looks it up. But if it's Derech Achila, I think the assumption is more that it has to be Derech Achila. Okay? The Shabur and the Bir Halacha and Sid Dalid, source 12, Sid Machine and Sid Dalid, we had this also already a couple times. Okay, and here's where he mentioned. He says Yeshli Stapek in the second one. Yeshli Stapek im Shem Bor Munach Dafkik Shavur Mikode Umechin Lechol Alter, Aval im Beis Achila Gufa Shaoches Biyad of a Rotsa Lechol Motzi Apsolas Umashlicha Lo Shayach Borer. He mentions that is in that's a suffix he has. Okay, now, maybe Borer Beis Achila. That's not called Borer. Okay, that's not called Borer. And that's Derech Mach, Old Dilma, Old Snow. Maybe it doesn't make a difference. It's still going to be called Borer. So that's a question, which implies that not everyone agrees with this Heta, Derech Achila is automatically okay. The fact that the Mishnah Berurah says, Old Dilma, Lo Snow, and Tzarech L'Shlicha, Achash Yochel Dafka, Derech Achila would even mean, let's understand, Derech Achila would even mean before you put it in your mouth, just about to. As opposed, we're talking about, yes, so it's actually in your mouth already. Okay, so B'Yaloch is Tutsdadim, Yeshli Stapek. So I'm just saying this heter may or may not be a full heter. Okay, but it touches on other areas also. Okay, let's take a look at the Shulchan Aruch later. It's in Shun Chof Aleph, Sif Yud Tes, the Ramo writes in 13 about the peeling, the Shum and the Betzal. Then we talked about peeling garlic and onions. Kishakolet L'Haniach, that's also. You're peeling for later use, that's also. I'm a lechol alter, sure. But if it's mutter right open for right now, then you are allowed to peel it. And the Mishnah Berurah says, and Simchat and Pei Dalet over there, and says, Shin Chof Aleph 14, Behuadin, tapuchim, there goes, you know, other things besides onions and garlic, apples and you know, nuts and so on, so also. And they said, Posech plumin, open a plum to take out the pits and the seeds and so on. Again, Laniach Lachazman Habibor. But look what he writes. Here's what Mr. Brew used the expression, miyad lepeh. If it's like in your mouth, mamish, or about to put it in your mouth, then it's mutter. Okay? And this is also where, as the Sharet Zion points out, it's caught in Tzadi Tes 15, those Tzadi Tes on that Mr. Brew, the Efshar binyan acher. There's no other way to do it. Okay? Now, what does that mean, there's no other way to do it? That sounds like it's an inyan of Derech Achila. This is the normal way of eating. You eat the thing and take out the pits or whatever. Okay, but today, can you even get grapes with seeds in it today? Can you even get them? No, I'm talking about. Used to be grapes had seeds. Can you get grapes with seeds? I mean, most people buy seedless grapes, no? I mean, you know. But when I was a kid, you didn't have seedless grapes, or they were more expensive, so we didn't get them. I don't know. Was that, you know, you take grapes. There were always seeds and grapes. You know, nowadays it's not an issue. But amen. So that's what the biyad lepeh took out in your mouth. Yeah.
I
think he's saying that. Yes. I think he's saying that. Let's stress. This is Derech Achila more than Derech Achila. It's already biyad lepeh. There are chilms on your plate, you're about when it's in your mouth, that's what I'm saying. It's, but yes, at this point, and which was a little yes, a little bit, at this point, yeah, when it's already in your mouth, then right, maybe you can say it like that, okay? Again, notice his terminology. He says, miyad lepeh. I mean, I didn't make that terminology up. It's a bruise. There in the end of Sikhat and Pei Dalet, 14. Miyad lepeh. Miyad lepeh is mamish, you know, at that moment, yeah.
Yeah, I was just kind of wondering, like, why Mishnah Berurah has to say miyad lepeh? Wouldn't it be enough if it's like right before the meal?
So that
half an hour of the meal?
Maybe not. I see. Maybe this is maybe there half an hour before you have to have the other tanoim. Let's take a look. Actually, okay, in the Bir Halacha there, Simon Shinuchaf Aleph 16, he says, "B'chor Yeshu Dakdik." He asks, "Why is peeling okay?" call it b'chal borer, litzar fil lechol alter. It should be usher even right away. Because why? It's psalas mitochocha when you peel. The Amisha call it tapuchim mishum mitzalim, no tel psalas, uminechocha. Required as well, ever since she tested psalas ochal fil alter chayab. It's one of the conditions missing, right? Venera, the cave and the efshabinian acha, videra chachil also. Okay, that means now. Low mikri psalas mitochocha. She'eno elo lecho hatoch. You just want to get what's inside. You're eating something. If you want to guess what's get, you're eating an orange, you got to get what's inside. You can't bite the peel or banana, whatever. Okay, apples, we talked about something. We eat the peel, it's fine. But with a banana, an orange, something like that, tangerine, you can't eat it. Okay? But kol shula out there, sorry. Avalaniach also dilo odif miyokom tochsoas. But to put it away, you can't do this either. It's only part of the eating process. That's what comes out. So we look just to finish this point up, the we saw this also Moshe Feinstein in that same chew, they goes Moshe or Chaim Chel Dalat Simon Ayin Dal Bor Ozayim talks about, I don't know, we saw this right, but it's where he says it. First part he talks about bones and chicken and fish, and he's mechalik between a child, you know, can't get it out for himself, but then you can do it. But an adult who can get it out, so the better thing is to take the psalas out when it's in your mouth. Because that's, it's psalas mitoch ochel. No, but that's okay when it's more than derech achilas, miyad lepeh, right? That's what he's saying. And he said, if a kid who can't do it, an older person can't do it, said his hetayrim. And then his last paragraph, 17, uvavatichim, watermelon. Okay, mefshaloi dechil lizrok mipiv, okay? If you can throw it out mipiv, then yeshal asus came. Now, if yikshal afon of it's a problem, all right, so, you know, there's other ways out. You can shake them or whatever you do. Okay, but anyway, that's what the Ramos says in that tshuva as well. Okay, so that's the sex it out again. So what we're discussing today is when you can't meet one or all of the three standards. So one thing we said was spread it out so itself separates and it's not a mixture. Unmix the mixture. Two, you can actually remove psalas mitoch ochel. You know, and that's the example I gave before with the soup where you have rice in it, whatever. It's a little impractical to pull rice out, but let's say you have other things in the soup, whatever's in your mouth, you can take it out, okay? But that, even that's impractical. So, you know, open your mouth, you have liquid in your mouth, it's a little messy, so that's not going to help you with that scenario either, right? So what do you do there? So now we come to the third thing, which we've discussed, we're pulling it all together now. The third thing is take some of the ochel out as well. Okay, that's the third hetter. Takes the ochel out as well. That's the Gemara in Shabbos. Kuf lamet tesma beis. We had the Gemara already. 18. The beer of Papa, shafu shichra mimona lamona. They would pour beer, okay, shechar, from, they would pour beer. Again, in the olden days, people drank beer and ale like literally like water. And that's what they, if I'm not mistaken, vodka is the Russian word for, I think we use water in Russian, or its origin, it's the etymology. It may be water. That you know, that's what people drink. So I had a seer, a young boy, Baruch Hashem, learned a lot of Mishnayos or whatever, and he made a seer, before Bar Mitzvah, he made a seer, and he had to read the Hadra, I guess he had prepared it. He said, Anorotzim, Heim Rotzim, Anorotzim, Kavim Shechar. Maybe they were serving beer afterwards. I don't know. To see him, I didn't stay.
Was it?
It was not a Chassidish kid, right? It was a very good one. It was very nice. The boy was a big thing, but he didn't practice the Hadron. You know, so. And Hadron's printed without, I mean, art school printed with vowels. It's good. My grandson, Rosh Hashanah, came by Mitzvah. He also made a big seer, but you know, I told his mother, make sure you practice the Hadron. You know, at this point, no one will call me some Shechar, you know. But the Chassidim for sure they were serving. You're right, you know. That's what Rabbi Twersky, huh?
Not on Sabi Yatina, it's not true.
Right. In Rabbi Twersky, the famous psychiatrist, Mother Rocha, Abraham J. Twersky, he was out of my shul. So you had a line always, whenever there are four Chassidim, you're sure to find a fifth. The fifth is a bottle of scotch, you call a fifth. So there are four Hasidim, there'll definitely be a fifth. All right, anyway, let's go back to say here a papa would pour out beer, mimona lamona, from one pitcher, one cup, one jug to another. But there are all kinds of sediments and other stuff that so there isn't a problem borer. So Nitzotos, the bear of papa, lo chashi, he didn't care about the stuff at the bottom. What's going on? So Rashi explains, Kofalamatesim Beis, Shofu Shifa 19. Rashi says, "Kol hecha de tani loshem shifu benachasu." You pour it out slowly. We discuss it. We pour it out slowly. All right. Absolus nishar b'shulai kli. The sediments remain at the bottom. When you pour it, if you dump it all out in one shot, so everything comes tumbling out, right at once. Okay. So you pour it out slowly. You know, last night, right in my house, we have one of those samovars, hot water urn for Shabbos. You know, so periodically, because of the metal in the hot water, so gook gets in. So my wife noticed that she opened it, and she poured herself a cup of hot water, realized it was stuff. So you can clean the way she did. I don't know if we clean out with vinegar. You pour vinegar, let vinegar sit in for a while, and then, you know, pour in water and let it heat up, and the vinegar will clean it. So anyway, then she forgot about it, and she told me later, go ahead and pour out the side to go down. So I dumped the whole thing out at once, and I actually saw all the water pouring out. So I said, well, help me with my shear. I can see that it comes out. Okay, that's why I told you to do it. Good. Anyway, the point being, but if you pour it out slowly, what's going to come out? Only the liquid's going to come out because the other stuff will settle in the walls or in the bottom of the pitcher. So he did it benachas, but wasn't he concerned about getting every last drop out? So eventually, there's going to be borer. Eventually, so that's it. Vayikra Nitzotzos, the Ethic Oris, the second Rashi 19. Vayikra Nitzotzos, Kanos, Hanishofos, Bachrona, Mitoch, Psolis. Okay, whatever word it is in another language. Tipos, and so on, small drops. No, he didn't care. He stopped. Yeah.
Oh.
No, because the assumption that it also will get stuck to the side of the jug or of the pot. I guess these were heavier dregs than the ones that got to the bottom. Well, they're heaviest, they're more at the bottom or on the side. But when you come up the top, again, that's the mitzvah. And here also, you know, and finally, I dumped the whole thing out. I wonder if I would have done it. Next time, I'll dump it out slowly and see what happens. I dumped it all at once. I could see all the dregs coming out. But if you pour out slowly, you know, only a little bit of water comes out, at least in the situation. Yeah, those types of things. Maybe these were smaller or lighter dregs in this case. But that's the idea.
I think dregs will come out, but it's going to start to start
Right, but I guess they were always submerged because they sank to the bottom. They were always submerged until you got near the bottom.
And then you stopped.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's what she says. So first of all, he was in the beer business for a papa. So dump the rest out. Let's take a look. It's if you're 20. Since you test if you're mutal aros benachas miklila chavero. Uvad she is a hair. She yivsak a kiluach when it's the draining. You know, it's not draining. The kiluach is the flow. You know, umaschilim lere nitzotzos tanos. At that point, when some of the, it's exactly your point, when some of the sediments, the dregs begin to come out, and leave them there. Shimlo yasek ain hanitzotzos muki shubora. All right, the Taz, it's in Katan Yigimel when it's talking about actually the Taz's comment was on the earlier statement showing we saw the guy drinking the water through the cloth. But the Taz says over there. Okay, quotes arriving. He said they'll arrive in Yesh Isur Kishanof based on this, Kishanoflim Zvuvim Lakos. The bug and the bug juice, right? The fly and a cup of wine. Where does the fly in my soup? Shalo Yotzi Hazvuvim Levadon Min Hakos. Don't just pluck out the bugs alone. Davali Kibor Psalas. Ela Yikach Min Hamashke Ksas Imahem. Take out some of the some of the mashke also. That's the recommendation presented here by the Taz, okay, and others say this as well. It's not just the Taz; others say this as well. The Prima Godim, okay, says in Amat Taz. So you quote the Gimel of Mishnah Zohar, "Bine Mashma, the Chol She'ein Bora LeGamre Ocha Mitok Tzolos." As long as you're not totally removing. Okay, you leave some behind. The other way around, then Yochalivra Kalayom begins there. The Mahan Avram says this also in Hilchos Yontif. It's in the Tav Kuf Yud Simchat Niv Gimel. It's Hilchos Yontif. Says also nearly the Mutar Liklot. He says a similar type of case, not with a bug in wine, but rather Mutar Liklot Shuman Hatzaf Al Pleach Cholov. The top of the milk, the cream, the coagulated part also, and we don't have that today, the milk bottles that we buy in the olden days. I remember you know, a little boy having milkman came to the house and it was cream. I told you this was cream on top of the pitcher, top of the bottle. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. You mentioned that it's not a meaning, it's going sort of different than what we were saying before about being there clear and not there. Shad is just saying that if you take some of the local, you know, condition from Solas, not liberal, meaning that like.
Yeah, but I'm guessing it's because it's not Solas from Yokoho. Why is Yokoho liberal? It will be brave. You're right. No, you're right. This is, that I agree with. This is not Derech Achil. You're right about that. It's not a Derech Achil.
But
you can borrow it because. Right, but because I think because you're taking
that
out
kind of ways, neither.
No, but I think he's saying because you, when you take out some of those schools, hold the thought for a second. Because I think the svara is that because you're taking out some of the other stuff too, then it's ochel mitoch ochel. That'll help with the soup with the rice situation. Okay, when it's in my plate, I'll scoop out the rice, but some of the soup with it. I don't like the croutons. I'll soup out the croutons with some of the soup with it. Dump that aside. Then that's what I think that's how it is. But you're right. It's not Derech Achil. And then Magen Rav also says with the milk on top of it, current smetli, whatever it is. Okay. Shagia somach lechalav yaniach tzas imachalav. Okay. But again, he says dafka shetzach lechol, but you want to eat it for that day. The mishabura by us in Siman Shinya test in Samachalav 24 paskins al kain kishenofel zuv odor acher b'machalom ashke. Lo yosher zuv bein biyad bein bekli davi borer psolz mitochol eliyicha tzas min amachal amashke imo biyizrok. Okay, now a similar type of case, emerges from a Gemara regarding what's called mechabetz. Okay, mechabetz. The different definitions Rashi himself gives too. The Gemara says on Tzadi Hamid Aleph 25 Tonabanam acholim is milking. It's not Maharshi. Mechabetz. Shogeg b'Shabbos chayv chatas. Okay, it's osir. Based on what? There's no av malacha called mechabetz. So the Gemara says mechabetz chayv mishum borer. What's mechabetz? So Rashi gives one interpretation. He says hamamid acholav bekeva. You mentioned when you make cheese, so they used to put milk in the cave in the stomach of an animal because the stomach of an animal has in it an enzyme called rennet, which makes milk coagulate, and that's how you make it into cheese. Okay, but Rashi the leader mechabetz. Basically, mechabetz, when you strain coagulated milk so that the whey comes out and you basically separate the curds from the whey, right? The whey is the liquidy part, the curds are the more solidified part. You have cottage cheese. Okay, picture cottage cheese. You have a cottage cheese, small curd, large curd, but they're curds. That's the harder part as opposed to whey. Okay? Little Miss Muffet, you know, the nursery rhyme, ate her curds and whey, no? Little Miss Muffet, you know, the nursery rhyme? Ate her curds and whey. The spider, it scared Miss Muffet away, but it had good, for our purposes. I'm glad somebody still knows the nursery rhyme. Anyway, it's curds and whey. That's what it is. Whey spelled W-H-E-Y, obviously. Anyway, that's what's going on in that Gemara, and it's a problem with Borer, because you're separating the curds from the whey. And that'll be a problem called mechabetz. And I quoted quickly, 27, the Rambam, Perches, Halach Yad Aleph, Adam 28, Perchav Aleph, the Zayin, he says, mechabetz are told of borer. Okay, and the Shulchan Aruch also says, it's in the Shia test by us, Sif Yad Zayin, mechabetz. Now he says, Pirshem Motzi Chema min HaKolot. You take the butter out. Okay, that's how you make butter rolls and churn it, yeah.
Why is this
told of borer? Why is only told of borer? I'm not, it's a good quote. Why is only told, I don't remember now. Why is it only told of Borer? It's not separating the stuff. It could be you want both parts at the end. Right now, you need one. I'm not sure.
It's not classic.
Borer.
Does that make a whole problem of ultimate fulfillment?
Right.
Probably just, there's no, that's what we don't
do. It's not the rice. Yeah, I guess that's it. Okay. Like you say, it's not smacks or something. Yeah. Okay. So anyway, the Mishnah Berurah there, 30. So Mishnah test the cotton samach beis. He says, "Chayin al cholav and also bakevo shar min echimut to today lechabto." We put these enzymes again today. They don't put it in the wine of an animal. They add rennet artificially, you know, to the big vat. So on. Anyway, whatever you do, calls them mechalik pasna kol the sheet. Calls them mechalam chabitz who told the bar, and it's also feel any yehudi fine. because that we're going to run. You can't take the cream off the top of the milk and so on. And therefore, be careful. Leave some of the cream with the milk. Or, take some of the milk off. That's all mutter. Okay? That's interesting because he writes, doesn't say have to be right away. Otherwise, it's mechin, it's hachana, b'shabbos chol. Here it doesn't say that it has to be right away. That's just b'shabbos. Okay, so the Sharetzin explains, it doesn't have to be la'alter. Why? Because this isn't even called borer. That's why. That's the point. This is not even borer. The three conditions I met, when you take off some of the ochel with it, it's not even a chalosh shem of borer. Therefore, it doesn't have to be la'alter. It can be any time for Shabbos. It can't be for after Shabbos. That's a different Isser called Achana. Okay, but he said that's why the Mishabur, you see what I'm saying? The Mishabur there at the end of 30 writes, Nafka Shatrach Lecho B'Shabbos. And in Shara Tzion, he writes, it was Nun Tes. There in Simon Shin Yun Tes. Who pushed the Lobin and she died to Lecho Altar, came in Shane Shane Borrow. And they quote the Chayodim disagreed. It's got to be an altar. They also find the Chayodim difficult. But that's the din. So that's bottom line, Rabbi. So we had the three ways of avoiding the problem of borer without being able to apply any of the three terim. Either you unmix the mixture, or you do it miad lepeh as part of the, you know, like taking the seeds of the watermelon out of your mouth and so on. Even though it's supposed to be tochok, it's okay because it's not borer. Or you scoop off some of the, you know, some of the liquid or whatever it is, some of the ochel with it. Then it's ochel with ochel. Then it's not so ochel. Then it's mutter. Yeah.
Are we discussing borer at all?
When we talk about Meraked. Okay, Meraked, the reason I was going to talk about filters now, but either tomorrow or Wednesday, we'll talk about filter, like, because Meraked is Dafka with a Kli. That's one of one of the differences. Gemara asked Zora, Bara, Meraked, all the same. So one of the distinctions of Meraked was with a Kli. So therefore, I'll talk about it with either, tomorrow, Wednesday. Don't forget this. Okay, now, one of the hearts want to be on the up and up. Not everybody fully agrees with this, with this heter, okay, of ochel mitoch. You take out a little bit of the food with it. The Baal HaTanya, the Alter Rebbe, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, in our Siman Aruchim Siman Shini Tes Sif Kachav Dal, he says in 32, Im Noflu Zvuvim Lekos, Lo Yod says Um Levadim Lekos, because that's a problem. El Yikach Gam in Amash Kitzaz. There he agrees. But seems to have changed his mind because in Pisgah Siddur, Hilchos Rabsol Shabbata, he has various rules about Shabbos, the back of the Siddur, which is printed in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, 33. He says, Shalom Lismoch, look at the second paragraph, Shalom Lismoch al Hetar Nog, Bim Nofos Guvu Sharp, Sosa Kosal Karlo, Tzio de Kap, Lisho Ktas Mashkimo, Kiesh Bezech Hashash, Chiv Chatas. He says, not so clear. Here he may have changed his mind when he wrote to the text of Shulchan Aruch HaRav, and he says, because okay, you have bug in your wine, so pour it out until the fly comes sliding out too, and then you can drink the rest. It doesn't go for the, then you're not boring, it's pouring, and the fly, the mele, falls out.
Isn't that for our souls?
No, I'm not doing anything. I'm just pouring out wine, and the fly will flow out with it.
That's not.
Without anything, I'm pouring out the ochel too. I'm pouring out everything. Where is it now? Anytime it's supposed to.
Why is removing the fly given everything in the fly? Not for the areas that nature or ochel themselves. But the fish itself.
Where are you reading?
The end of the.
End of 33?
And
if you should open the other post from the mosque, it's also. Mateo Biada is a Nikor Borer, Ochamitok Psolas, Mutter. Oh, you're right. So, what is he saying here? Shekin is the Chutzwa, Ochil Biada Kos, Imamashka, Shmetoko. Mateo Biada is Nikor Borer, Ochamitok Psolas, Mutter. Well, you're pouring out the ochel also, you kind of separate the ochel from the psoas. You don't want there to be just a fly left at the end. You want the fly to slide out. What's that?
You're on the other half of it. You're
yeah, that's what it looks like. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But he doesn't say just to scoop out a little bit of ochel with it. It's got to be, I guess, a more significant amount. Yeah.
Why is it different than the sponge?
The pit and the plumber, you mean?
Yeah, I mean, the pit or the plumber is no problem. So why can't you see the fire?
Well, if you all like the pit, ain't, you know, that's normal way of eating. Here it came out officially. That's normal for you. You can do it, I think. Well, that's the question. Does it mean just a little bit of scooping out a little bit of the liquid with the fly? That's not enough. Pouring out is more significant, or is it
more of itself? What if you have to scoop it out in the like the amount that you would theoretically eat them there?
Ah, okay, that's okay. So, like, at the end, he says not to rely on the head. Then. Yeah, it sounds like that. I mean, yeah. That's just a kosher shot. That's what he meant. He's not excited about it. Let me see if I have something on it from the house. There's a question exactly what the Taz meant. Maybe that's the Achokes. The Mishabura understood the Taz. We read it. Okay. In other words, the Mishabura understood the Taz. As long as you take some okal out, then it's okay. But here, it may not be enough. See, it may actually depend. And may go back, Akira, this Hakira again. What is the Isser Borer? Is it Tikkun Ochlin? Or is Borer comes back to that Machlokas again? It may depend on what the nature of the Machlokas of the Borer is. Discussed that the first day. Is it Tikkun Ochlin? Well, this is Mesakan Ochlin. If it's a Maisa Brera, maybe it's not a Maisa Brera. And that's why I printed the book in 34. The Yerushalmi says you have a case where you could sit and do Borer all day long. It won't be Chayav. Why? Now, can you remember we had that? Yerushalmi in Shabbos Parak Halacha Bay 34. Amar Yudam, Yeshu Borer Tzoros Kol Yom Ein Mischayev. You're not chayev. Yeshu Notom Tzoros Miyad Mischayev. Eichav Yehakabi. Hayosha Gabe Kri, with a whole bunch of stuff, you're getting rid of all the rocks. Borer Tzoros, all the pebbles and stuff. You're not chayev, because soap for soap, you didn't remove all the pebbles. Whereas if I just grab a bunch in my hand, and I separate there, then I'm chayev. I was misaking this batch that I have in my hand. Okay, the Korban Eid explains, for example, for Bay 35, Einam is chayev, Shadayin, Soros, Bekri, Velo, Holo, Klum, Bebeira, so what do you accomplish? There's still solace in there, right? The Pei Moshe elaborates. 36, Yeshu Baruch, in the Farish Vazu, right? He says, Gemara goes on to explain, and he says, if you sit all day, Einam is chayev, Shara, Einam is sakno klum, Sheyev, Shara, Libro, Kol, Atzor, Shabakri, you're not going to get all the pebbles out of the whole batch, the whole silo full, whatever it is. Okay. I'm not to talk to the other Kashir. But I took in my hand a grogress worth of stuff. Ubira Atzoros, not I took the rocks out of that. Then I'm chayev from the sack, because Misak no gamre. So Egle Tal, I'm not going to read the whole thing. Egle Tal 37, the Malekas Borah the Burim. Oz Vav, Oz Kot Meches, the quotes this Taz, okay, about, you know, with the fly and the wine and so on. And he says maybe it's a way that works, it'll be a machloka is the Bavli Mishalmi. Because sof kol sof, if you take it out, what's the difference if I took it out a little bit of the liquid with me? How does that help? Sof kol sof, I was misakin ochel by getting rid of this fly. Right? So if the issue is misakin ochel, then what's there to talk about? Okay, removing some of the ochel to the other psolas, according to some, shouldn't help. Maybe that's what the, again, if the malacha is tikkun ochel, so, you know, if the malacha is tikkun ochel, so then it's a problem. That may be why it's kosher. It's kosher to Yerushalmi, you know, the malacha is tikkun ochel. So the fact I took out some of the soup with it or some of the wine with it, what does that make? I was misaking this cup of wine. So good, I spilled that, put out some of the wine with it. Okay? It wouldn't help. On the other hand, if you hold like the Egle Tal wants to say the Bavli doesn't hold like that, because that statement doesn't appear in the Bavli. That's what the rest of the Eglit Tal. Okay? And the Tal says the Bavli doesn't hold that way. So Bab, because the Bavli may hold that the definition of Borer is taking the Psolus out. The mice are being Borer the Psolus. Here, since I took some liquid out, I wasn't Borer the Psolus, and that's it. Okay, so that's the Apostle Nafkamina. Okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay. Next issue I'm going to finish off with, okay. Yeah, just take a look. I'm sorry, at the end of 37, that it also caught in your aleph of the Eglital. Near a poshut, the heter ataz, enorak imrotzel echol alter. You have to be able to eat it right away. Apparently, holds it is an issue. Borer, kevish apsolus, you know, kevish apsolus, enam is bar shum mashke mutter. Lachas man would not be allowed. It's not that it would be borer this mutter. We saw them. I don't agree with that. Okay, well, one or two other quick issues to finish up. So one is a question. There is a question. There is a question about the tea. Okay, making a tea. Shabbos. I'm not talking about the bishul problem. It's not what we're going on. Forget the bishul problem for the moment. Okay. What happens when I pour water into a tea bag? So the water comes through the tea bag and now it gets colored and flavored by the tea. That's what's left in the cup, right? So maybe that should be a proper borer because it's coming through the tea bags. It's like a strainer. Okay, so stuff comes through. That's the question. Again, leaving out the bishul problem. Is it a cliche? Whatever that time about bishul, yeah. Which other? Okay. Okay, so borer also is mutan yantiv, but with some modification. But okay. All right, whatever it is. So that's the question. You know, will that be a borer problem? Okay. So the truth is, if I have a tea bag in a cup and I just take the tea bag out, okay, so then what I do, there's no act of borer on my part. The problem is sometimes you remove the tea bag, you know, you shake it, it drips. So you basically want to get the water, right? You know, a lot of people take a tea bag out, kind of hold it over the cup and let it drip in, right? So the water's going, it comes through that thing and the tea leaves don't, right? The tea leaves stay in the, no one wants to eat tea leaves. The tea leaves stay in the tea bag. Okay, so that's the question. It drips, okay? And that's why I think in the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa says when you take a tea bag out of a tea cup, take it out with a spoon. Okay, therefore, with Taka Walter, you scoop it out with a spoon, not by the handle, but a little paper string. Okay, maybe a problem. Okay. Anyway, so that's an interesting question about tea. But what about the whole Brer issue in general? So let's take a look. The Mishnah says in 18, the Mishnah in Shabbos, Kutlam and Tez, doesn't talk about tea, but it has a similar type of issue, similar to tea. Okay, similar to tea. We'll talk about, yeah, right. We talk about a filter. We'll talk about also like French press and different type of coffee makers. That's a filter, okay? But let's talk about the tea. So the Mishnah says, not talking about tea, but that same Mishnah. The same daf kuflam and tesim bay says as follows: Nosnim mayim al gav hashmorim b'shul sheyitzol. Okay, here you have sediment or dregs again, wine that were there from before Shabbos. Okay, that's what Rashi stretches. This happened. Shmorim on the sunim mishmeres b'od yom. Were there from before. Now what I want to do on Shabbos, I want to extract whatever wine flavor is still in the residue. In other words, the sediment, the dregs. There is still wine in the residue. So I pour water over these sediment, the shmarim, the dregs, okay? Kadei sheyitzolu, now more water will come out, it'll extract, the flavor will flow out. Rashi sheyitzolu lozu, the flavor in the wine that's in the sediments, the liquidy flavor will come out through the water. Okay, the water basically You know, the water comes out, and that clarifies. That's what she solu. Now all that's left is empty sediment with no wine in it. The water kind of pushes the wine out of the sediment. Okay, that's the issue. So it says that it's mutter. It says that it's mutter to do that. No stemayim, yeah.
Isn't mine in some way kind of getting rid of the yacht principle?
Say again?
Can we say the mind gets rid of the yacht principle? Because it's not, what's doing the bore isn't something that's like, you couldn't do with your hands. You're almost, it's not a formal tool, but that kind of is what's doing the bore.
Yeah, that's true. But here, but take a look at 40. The Piske read. I'm not Daffin Shabbos. Cool.
I'm a little confused by the scenario. So you have wine and sediment in it, and you need water to get the sediment.
Basically, you will put it to the strainer, right? So there's wine sediments left at the bottom. Mm-hmm. Now you pour more water in the water. So the interaction of the water with the sediment pulls the rest of the wine flavor out of the sediment.
Okay.
You want to get as much as you can. So we learned of Papa didn't care about the sediments because he, you know, right, so it was a beer business, they had plenty of beer.
So I'm sorry, you get the sediments in a strainer and then you pour water
right
on top of that.
They're in the sediment, they're in the strainer from before.
Understood. Yeah, okay. Okay.
Now that's what Rashi says, Mojong. Okay. So he says as follows. He says, now look in the Piskei to explain it. Pure Shmarim Shah Nosnim the Mishmaris Mojong. And Mishmaris is a sifter, a strainer. There. Vinistana and Hayayan Shaman, but Akshav. In oven, vein organ. The wine, the sediments are thicker, and it's not going through the sediment. So the sediments are not going through the strainer. So mutter losses l'tochan mayim k'day l'lach l'chan. You liquefy, so to speak, the whatever's wine still in the sediments. V'yimshech hayayin achar mayim v'yiklatu amayim in ashmarim. Okay, tam yayin. What comes out now will have a wine flavor because the water that comes out will have the wine flavor. Okay, but he says the ein zeh sinum is not cold straining. Shamayim kasher sham osan kasher sam osam kach yotzu. Okay, what did I do? I poured in water and water came out. The difference is the water was now flavored by the wine, maybe colored by the wine. But what did I do? There was no act of straining on my part. I poured water into this thing, and what came out? Water. Okay, it came out. Some of the wine came out with it, but that's not the lonus bar psolus man. Okay? And therefore we paskin the Rama Parakhes Alakidal for Shabbos 41. Nosin Mayim Al Gabishmar Mishul Shitol. And the Shulchan Aruch, Simshinya Tes 42. Mishmaris Afil Tumer of Shabbos. Also Timur Shmar. Fine, that's a regular strain, not a strain, but something else. Avali Nosin Boshmar Arab Shabbos, Mutar Litain Alayam Mayim Kadeshi Yasu Tulmazu. And the Mishabur explains to Kot Lam and Gimel. See that? Right, there was wine, it was a little balua inside these sediments, and the water now pushed that out, but you didn't do anything, yeah.
You pour the water on it, why isn't that
the mixture
during the water?
So that's what he says. So Mishabur says, Vatam. There's a Mishabur now, Vatam, she'ain bin asinus mayim shum borer, shemayim shum no saint slulimayim, ve'ain bohem dober shetzarach levarimayim. You don't have to separate. You're not trying to separate anything from this water. Your act of borer, so to be pouring something in the strainer, you're pouring plain water into the strainer. You're not interested in separating that water from anything. At the moment you do the act of pouring, you know, that's what the Mishnah is saying. Amen, Dovah Shalom Abraham. You're not trying to strain anything. You, huh?
Is it going right through?
Yeah, exactly. Maybe. He said, bottom line is you poured water, which needed no straining. Okay, and the mixture which was created was subsequently strained, but not by you, right? You poured in water and water came out. You asked there was delay and you held it from coming out, and maybe now you opened it up, you opened the strain up, then it'll be straining. Maybe you're right. But then what his image says is you poured water and the water didn't need any straining when you poured it into this strainer. I guess if you clogged up the strainer, you held your hands, then taka now it needs straining, then maybe it would be. Okay, but that's the Mishabur's Archa Shulchan too. And Simon Shinya Tessif Lamed Zayin. Chayin Mutal Iten Maimag Roshom Shach Chavis Sheiklotu Tamayayin. You poured it in so the water will now absorb the flavor of the wine. The aim is Emi Shubor Bavad Shishim Hema Boba Yom. You did that day, fine. Okay, you're not allowed to do it for after Shabbos, for Tirchu after Shabbos. So now that's very similar, seems to me, not me, but the Minchas Yitzchak, that's like the tea. The same thing, you pour the water in, and right, you pour in his water. So that therefore the Minchas Yitzchak, Chelek Dalet Siman Tzadi Tes, Oz Beis, in his Chumas, Minchas Yitzchak, Dalet Yitzchak Weiss, and Nedech Haredes, Yerushalayim, originally from Manchester, Haim muter liten sak katan, a small bear called a tea bag, im ale te tea leaves, right? Latoch mayin chayim b'shabbos. The haino ba'ofen she'ein kanish a bishul. He also, I'm not dealing with a bishul problem right now. Okay? Shele, the question, mishum sinu, is sifting, straining. He writes in Osalat of this section, hine kanir de below kolana, ain't kan mishum sinu, it's not. Okay? And he quotes this din, and Shinshun Yotas Tiftas about the wine. And the Mishaburi quotes as well. Okay? And he says the same thing. Atam, Shem Yisramayim, Mishubor, Mishamayim, Shinos Insum, it's the same thing. And Af Shacharkaf is Arbin and Mashbarim. Even though after you pour the water, it mixes with the sediments, you know, with the dregs, whatever. Bechozim Mistanim, Kevon, the Nosan Sulim, Les Lambo. When you poured it in, it was clear. You didn't sift anything, you didn't strain anything. So therefore, that's an answer by the T question. Okay, that's an answer to the tea. Last thing I want to mention to finish up is what about pouring stuff down the drain? You have a strainer, in the sink, pouring stuff down the drain. It's a question of pouring stuff down the drain. So basically that comes out to be, well, let's see. So the Mishnah says, that's the tea bag question, okay? All right, so... the Mishnah says, one second. That's the T. All right. As far as the drain is concerned, so. There's a mission that says we had this mission once before. Kufla Matessa Beis. The mission says 46. Maybe a few extra minutes will finish this up. The nosin baits of a masaneret shel chardal. Okay, a strainer had mustard seeds in it. And again, the seeds were in from before. What you did, the way Rashi explains, was the following. Okay, you put a raw egg into a mustard strainer, and you let the yolk of the egg, the liquid yolk of the egg, go down through the seeds. What it does is it brightens up the seeds. I mentioned this to you before. No, it gives the mustard seeds a certain color. So the mustard seeds were in the strainer from before. And now the yolk passes through it and thereby colors the seeds. Okay, that's the idea. Rashi says in Kuflam Tas Mez Dil Masal in Osnim 47, Shachar Lo Nosim Alistanim, it collects episodes. Vafa Beitza Chalmon, Chalmon is the yolk. Shalom Notev Mistanim, over Havale Lechar Dil Amarem. Okay, it remains. Now the chalbon, which is the yolk, the white, the egg white is thicker, that stays inside. And there's a different explanation. It's not with a strainer, it's with a pot. That's a bina levi, it's with a pot. And just to mutter because the shina, you don't really do it. Okay, that's a side issue. So that's the case. So Mara says, why is this allowed? Even though that sounds like it is. That sounds like it is borer. Right, you're putting the egg white, the egg, you know, the rag through the strainer, and just the yolk comes down. So the Gemara says at the very bottom of Kuflam and Tesam Beis, going over Kuflam and Alef 48, I know some mitzvahs that a ton of Yaakov Karcha, but we should ain osiros elagavi. You're only doing it for the color. So you don't care about the egg yolk. The egg yolk goes to waste. Okay, so it's not borer, even though the egg white remains. It's not borer because doing it for color. So the discussion in the postgame, what exactly what's meant by that? Rashi says, 49, colors. Lamara. Shachelmon yofel agavin melach chelbon. The yellow part, the yolk, is what colors the mustard seeds, the bright yellow that people like, not the chelbon. Hilchach, Rashi says, idi ve idi ochelu. The ain kan breris psolis mitocho meochel. There's no brayer of solus mitoch ochel. So now, I can't remember to have a discussion of what does Rashi mean by that. I'm not going to say it inside now, but the Bach, on the Torah in Simchin Chinyat Tesim 50, says basically, since what Rashi means, since everything here is ochel, okay, so ochel mitoch ochel, when it's a problem, is only a problem if you're borer l'achila. But here you're not borer l'achila, you're borer for color. You don't care about this, it's for the color only. Okay, and the Magen Avraham the Zion says they're considered min echad, the yolk and the egg white is one min, so it's borer two. It's not borer because min echad. More important for us, the Bir Halacha, the Shabur and Simchin Yotas of Gimel 52. He says the heter basically is that nothing here is royal achila. Nothing here is royal achila. There is some sort of borer, but it's borer. The egg white's going to be thrown out, then the egg yolk's going to be thrown out. It's going through there to color the seed. But everything is psolus. It's all garbage. So the Mishabura says, he quotes a different opinion. He says, the Mishabura says, in the Bir Halacha, is that nothing is royal achila. And therefore, it would seem to be, there's no problem to separate between two things. They're both going to go into the garbage. They're all going to be discarded. So based upon this, you're talking, when you have a sink, okay, and you pour this, so it goes down the drain. But you wash the plate off, right? So the grease, whatever piece of meat and vegetables is still left, go into the strainer. And the liquid, gravy, when it goes down the drain. But what are you going to do with the piece of meat? You're also throwing them out. It's garbage and garbage. Okay, so that's what you know what I'm saying? So based on this idea with the egg yolk in the strainer, in the mustard strainer, so you see, they hold, based on Mishabura, the psolas, that's not borer. The Moshe Feinstein writes in that same tshuva, chelek dalet sim ayin dalet, borer os dalet. Hayim mutar lizrok, she'erios ochel lekaris hamitbach, sink. Okay, in parentheses, you're allowed to put it in the sink. Okay, shara b'fiyah kara munachas nisanenes, the sink has a strainer in it. It separates from the sink that's going down into the liquid that's going down into the pipes. Why don't you want everything to go down the drain? One reason why. To clog your pipe. That's the only reason. It's all garbage. Okay, you want to get everything down, but you don't want to put liquid in your garbage can because liquid will get messed up. And you don't want the big pieces to go down the drain because it's going to clog up your drain. You have to get Drano. Okay, or call the super or whatever. Okay, you have to plunge it. You don't want that. All right. So therefore, since Moshe writes, "Lashik b'kar kol nishmachol any roa iser." Okay, any I don't see any iser. There's no separating because afterwards, certainly in terms of the water, there's nothing left, and there's no mycicina, like we said before. It's like there's nothing left of it. And similarly, the Tzitz Eliezer in Tzuvos Tzitz Eliezer Chelik Zayin Simon Yud Beis Osches before. He says there are some medaktik who medaktik in that they on Shabbos they take the strainer out of the sink. Some people medaktik like that because maybe there's a problem of borer. Okay, but lufian is daiti in the second paragraph ain makom lazirus lechumazos. I don't see any reason to be machmor over here. And he writes the nearer pashut the chol shnei amin is a little different than Moshe, but he says the chol shnei amin of anivram zem is a holchim shnei leibud. So Moshe said it's because liquid goes through. And it's liquid when you pour it out, it's liquid now, the liquid part. And the other part just falls off the plate. But Tzitz Eliezer says what I said before, namely that Hochim Shnei Le'ibud. That's not Barer. He quotes a proof. Guess what? From this Mishnah Berurah about the egg yolk in the mustard seed. So based upon this, he quotes the Chazon Ish also in his last paragraph, the Chol Shehochim Le'ibud near the Lo Boru Klal. It's not considered borer at all. Okay, so there that wraps up for pretty much laws of borer. I recommend just in terms of getting, for chazor purposes yourself, take a look at one of the, a ribiyat or either just. They'll tell you the practical. We talk so old, but now that you know the gedarim, you can see practical examples of peeling and separating chicken bones and watermelon seeds. We'll just see if we covered them all. But if you want a list. Look, I'm sure these farm or by Ramon, I'm sure these farm have like lists of different things, examples of different things, and you can put the together. Okay, so we'll stop over here, and Be'ez Hashem tomorrow and then Wednesday. I'll get the Mama Kamos out this evening without it. Tomorrow we'll do Meraket. I know I generally always like to go in order, but here I feel like I can do Meraket 2 days before the break. And again, it's so much similar to Borer, it's almost a continuation. Okay.
What's the next week? Is there being a show?
So.